And on that note, hey Craig, all right.
Hey Craig.
If anyone was talking about illegal things, they aren't anymore. So
they
that's...
weren't. They certainly weren't. I don't understand what in the recording booth. No.
Nope.
No. So welcome, patrons, to Halloween Havoc 1995. Fuck it, we're behind a paywall. Do it live.
We're doing it live.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
We're live, so, pal.
Yeah, we're live, pal. Shit, can I take that again? Oh, God, that is a thing that actually happened to Sid Vicious. Psycho wow. says, like, oh, fuck, can I take that again? We're live, pal. All right, well. Halloween Havoc 95. We have Erica with us, and we
Hello.
Got yeah, that's the Erica, and we got the Return of the Hamster.
Return of the Ham. Do, 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 return of the Ham.
Yeah, there you go, funky and stuff.
Yeah, give me my own intro music, like a.
We all. I one of these days I'm gonna figure out how soundboards work, and Silent does it for herself every time, and like the. Fucking Reggie just kills it, and like, what the fuck? Everybody should get that. So like, yes, there you go.
Perfect.
I hope that got picked up by Craig. If not, that's gonna be really weird. There was
yeah, we just started laughing out of nowhere.
Yeah, they'll have that. Well, on that note, let's hit play before the drugs kick in. One, two, what?
Before.
I'm sorry. Yeah. 3, 2, 1, play click. There we go. How's everybody feeling? Everyone hear it?
Yeah.
I can hear it. We're good.
Excellent.
Ooh, skeletons.
The giant.
Wow.
Oh, bats. There's bats. Murder.
That's right. I've got like a lace top on, so I'm kind of gothed out. So I'm ready for Halloween.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
Yes, Hulk has gone to the dark side. The Dungeon of Goon.
Are they gonna Monster show draw. Multiple the clips of them shaving Hulk Hogan's mustache over and over?
I hope so. I got yelled at. Kennedy was mad at me for not giving them a content warning, like a trigger warning that they were gonna have to see Hulk Hogan without a mustache. They were taken aback.
Yeah, it's fucking gross, actually.
It's not right. You see, it's not right.
Understand why he grew it out, yeah.
As well as on top of Cobo Hall. He says that. Because Cobo Hall is... Oh, go ahead.
Now go.
What is that?
I don't... A jack-o'-lantern? That's a Tony Schiavone in a Bobby the Brain. Wait, is Bobby wearing a priest's collar?
He looks like it.
It looks like he might be.
I hated those shirts. Those freaking collarless button-up shirts.
That's
very uncomfortable.
Weird. Extremely so. So there you go.
Yeah.
There they are. They're showing. Yes, that is in fact Hulk Hogan in a monster truck because this is what everybody wanted. So they are across the street on top of Cobo Hall on a top of a different building with monster trucks on a roof, Hamster. How are you feeling?
So amazing. Also, I think the brain is his collar's just messed up. It's not, it might be, but I don't think it's actually a clerical collar.
That's unfortunate.
Just, yeah.
Father Weasel is something I could get behind.
Can you imagine that man? Yeah, I can't actually.
Yeah, Papa Weasel? No, he could. No, he could absolutely. Yeah, Monsieur Weasel, you get some religion.
Yeah, no, that's definitely prime for the Monsieur. papal court.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
oh, first.
Speaking of shrooms, dude definitely looks like he's chewing the last bit.
Yeah. Holy hell. Yes. We watched the Fall Brawl with the Goon Dungeons.
Flying. So oh, that was a sick fight.
It was. So we're going back to that.
It went on for like 30 minutes, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it was a draw.
It was sudden death. That's right. Because it was, yeah.
Oh, shit. I've never, ever watched a WCW Saturday Night or a WCW Thunder ever.
Ooh.
So we are seeing, what the hell?
He's got a butt. He's just got a butt.
Oh, yeah. No, Sting is caked the fuck up. This is true.
Sting can get it. What?
All right, so apparently Johnny B. Bad got all fucked up. All right.
That's right, because I guess Pillman beat him up too much.
There you go. Well, that's fine. So all of that got reversed anyways in the end.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Long-term storytelling, folks.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Car trouble. Oh my God. Holy shit.
Oh, it's Diamond.
I love that they use car trouble as an angle. He comes in covered in grease and shit. Yeah. What the fuck?
Could have just walked.
Wow.
Just looks like a really upsetting vagina.
Kinda, yeah.
No, not.
That's not great.
Yeah, I think the pink was a bad choice in color for him.
Oh, whoa!
What a punch!
Wow! He's going off about flat tires and then just left hand. That was ridiculous. Elvis lives.
What?
And then
beloved. Ooh. Oh, I love me the Halloween Havoc set though.
It's Kimberly.
Yeah.
Kimberly hates his ass so much. Yeah. I hope she poisons him.
Sick of his shit. All yes, hamster poison. With Diamond Doll. She has a name, sirs. It's Kimberly, the Diamond Doll. God.
Yeah.
Some respect on the.
Oh, Brian the Brain really showing his feminist cred right here.
Oh, yeah. No, Bobby is a lover of women.
Yeah.
You could tell.
Yeah.
They can't all be perfect. I love Bobby, but he can't be perfect.
No, God. He can't. He's a hater.
Exactly. It's his mandate. It's what he needs to do.
The mandate of heaven. He's just
the
an
mandate
asshole.
Of hater heaven. He's just a fucking asshole. Oh, he stole Johnny's pop gun.
Yep. He's got
that son of a bitch. I hope Johnny beats his ass.
Spizz on him.
Right. Just about ready. Oh God. He's so skeezy. I love him.
Yeah, he's very
he's got it down.
Yeah. No, the great thing about him is that you just fucking hate him.
All right.
He is the worst. All right.
Johnny B. fixing tires.
He's still got grease on his face.
Yeah. Oh, Johnny
did
B.
he clean
mechanic.
Up? Did he clean up? Oh.
Yeah. Have a bad Have day.
A... Oh, and it's a spider web. He's dressed for the theme, too.
Oh, my God. I want that so bad.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. He did magic.
Get him! Get him! Beat his ass!
Johnny be sneaky.
Yeah. Turns him
mind
around.
Mind games.
Yeah. Wrong federation. That's at least like a year or two away, I think.
Spoilers. Mind games.
Boy, yeah. Spoilers. Mind games. Oof.
Whoa. What okay. A camera. Ooh, that was right. Fun.
WWF does not have that kind of camera angles, I feel like, at this point yet.
No, absolutely not.
Go.
Yeah.
Go make him kiss.
Ooh, make him kiss.
Is he running away?
Affections. Yeah.
Yep.
Trying to take a powder.
Oh.
Get him. Fucking run. Little bitch ass.
Yeah. Little bitch ass. Run away. Oh, nice. Oh. Yeah, I don't even think the bell started yet. This is like an old-fashioned pre-brawl.
Yeah.
Would you just pick a bucket out of nowhere?
Get the slot bucket.
Oh,
some stooge-ass shit.
This might be the earliest we've had this, but I am sports entertained.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fantastic. All right, now actually,
thank you, Bobby. Yeah.
Thank you, Bobby. That was a fantastic rundown, Bryn. Fantastic. Oh God! So they've stopped playing with their trucks temporarily.
That's upsetting.
Yeah. Well, they can't. The trucks got to rest, you know.
Is that true? I'm not a truckologist.
I don't know.
These
things take a lot of gas. That's all I really know.
Yeah, I'm going to say I am a truckologist. I feel confident in saying that.
Okay.
And yeah, they need to rest. They're like big bears, like aminals. Okay. Yeah, yeah. They got cooled out. Yeah, no. Please don't look up whether or not I actually am a truckologist.
No.
I trust you.
Yeah, there's no reason I wouldn't trust you.
Oh, excellent. Terrible judge's character. I love you guys. That's great. Oh, is he straight up saying I'm sorry or I'm fine? I can't. Either way, it doesn't look like you're fine. You might be sorry.
Yeah, he looks.
Oh, there you go. Oh, I love when they do the flippy out of the wrenched wrist. I love that shit.
They don't do that so much anymore.
It's a lost art.
Because of woke.
Because of woke.
Killing the business.
Killing the business. What with the woke?
From Craigville.
Like this? All right, that popped me. But. All right, good on you, Mark Mero. That was good stuff. Well, like this is pop, pull his hair back. Jesus. Fantastic. Yeah, I love how you're not supposed to do hair pulling, but they're all hair pulling all
the time.
Yeah,
they all hair pull. Yeah,
all the time.
I'm starting to think the rules might not mean much.
Points are all shit. Made up. Whoa, points are all made up. Get him.
Yep. Exactly. Bobby Brandon's point system is all made up.
You could. Holy shit.
All right, that was good.
You could have a little nibble for 5 seconds.
Yep. Oh.
Oh.
And he's dead.
Yeah, that's no, he's selling that one.
That's a
yes,
10.
10. Absolutely a 10.
Yeah, is she going to get that?
Kimberly.
Yeah, there it is. There's the, she's going to lift it up.
She's like, yeah, no, I don't want to. No. Fuck you.
I agree. Fuck that.
Yeah, Tony noticed.
Storytelling.
All tradition. Storytelling.
Yeah.
There might be trouble in the diamond mine.
I hope she leaves him.
I don't. I'm trying to think, like, kayfabe or not. I think they actually stayed together.
Ew.
They did penthouse together at one point.
What?
Guess which one took their clothes off?
Yeah, maybe Kimberly.
While Diamond's just sitting there hanging out, chopping on a cigar, looking at, like, see how hot my wife is?
Doesn't deserve her.
Well, I feel like Diamond Dallas Page is absolutely like that I think you should leave skit. Where it's like, you know, I used to be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Now that's I'm true, not. Because now he's into yoga and saving the lives of wrestlers. And that's all good.
Yeah.
I think we touched on that Fall Brawl a little bit, yeah.
He would eventually be one of their top baby faces too, so.
Yeah, that's true.
How that happened.
He has a,
but he's good at it. Like he's good at wrestling.
He is. I think as far as how that happened, NWO had something to do with it. Cause like he was one of him and Sting were like the two who were like most adamantly against ever joining the NWO. Basically. And hell, I mean, technically Sting even did eventually because Wolfpack will get there, spoilers. But he never did. Like that was like his thing. His DDP never went with NWO and people loved him for that. Damn. Ooh. All right. People don't do that. People don't do that shit anymore. That was fucking cool. That could have been a finisher. Damn. It's like a almost like neutralizer without the gotch grab between the legs.
Yeah, that was
Claudio. Really would be that a lot. Yeah, right. Like even that, like Claudio brought back that, and I was just like, all right, that's fucking wild. I have never seen that. Oh, fuck you, Bobby.
Big words from Bobby the Brain.
Oh, gosh. I want to love you, Bob. I do. Robert the Brainiac. I would like to love you. Why must we love our haters?
Yeah, no.
Because bad guys are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's really good at it.
What the fuck?
He just starts yelling at Nick Patrick over it.
And then he bangs off at Nick Patrick.
Oh my god.
Wasn't this the same guy who was yelling at Ric Flair during the Raw match? He's like, not fucking back down, you piece of shit.
Fuck yes. God damn.
Oh, we're getting Sabu.
We are. There's talk of Sabu.
I thought he was already gone.
Oh, he was around a little bit. I guess he kept them for a little while longer.
Jesus Christ.
90s reference.
90s reference. I mean, he's not wrong. They're like two of the sickest fucks in the history of wrestling. Yeah, good call, Bobby.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the end of that.
The real issue I have with Diamond Dallas is his outfit.
It is not good.
No.
It's not good. He's like, all right, the pink, not so much. How about peach?
Yeah.
It's like peach velvet with yellow. And that feels like that could have been a three count. Oh,
just kick him in the head.
Yeah, just straight up kicked him in the head.
Wow, I feel
that
like
was stiff.
You allowed to kick him in the head?
I mean, you are. Technically, you're supposed to pull him back a little more than that, I think. But is he busted open?
That'd be two pay per views in a row.
Yeah.
Where Mero got busted open, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking DDP.
Oh, did?
Maybe
if he's busted open, that might be the kick might have been a receipt.
I was gonna say, like, if he's busted open, let's keep an eye on that because that kick could have been a receipt. Well caught. Yeah, like his right eye looks like it might be bleeding a little. We'll see. It's hard to tell.
Yeah. Wow.
That was some fancy heel work.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
Jesus.
George Burns could have stayed down.
Jesus, Bobby. No, I don't think he's bleeding, but that would be funny. Oh, now he's going to choke him out with his wrist tape.
I love the camera work. It's just arguing with Muscle Max.
Just in case you didn't know that the ref can't see.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well done. Cinema.
Just murdering someone in the background.
Yep.
And then he acts like he's still got him in like a sleeper and he hasn't just completely choked him out.
Yeah, it's just not.
Maybe check his wrist.
Classic heel work.
Yeah, come on, Nick Patrick. He's clearly dead.
Thanks, Max.
All right, yeah, like he's looking purple even through the makeup. Check his wrist. Lift the arm.
There's one.
Hump it out, DDP.
Two.
Oh.
No!
He's gonna Johnny up.
He's battening up.
He's battening up. He's battening be good.
Yes, he's Johnny be gooding. He's trying to get. It's not going to work twice. Cinema.
Backdrop.
Yeah, that's a big one. Big old side drop there.
The Toledos.
That's at least two Toledos.
I don't even know. At least two Toledos. I do not know what the fuck you're talking about, Bobby.
Dude, neither does Bobby.
I wonder if Bobby's already started drinking.
I'm sure he was.
Oh, Diamond's bleeding.
Oh, he is?
He is.
Yeah, just a little bit on his
Then, all right, then I can't help. Oh, I can't help but wonder if that boot wasn't a receipt then.
He got tagged. Oh, no.
He got tagged. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yet he still managed to reverse him. Oh,
ooh,
the head scissors. Ooh,
well done.
Oh, shit.
Axe handle.
All right. Get yourself some gold.
That's
a 10. All right. You're fired. Get rid of her. Fuck yeah. Jesus. Well, maybe she volunteers, Bobby.
Yeah.
Big old sit out power bomb.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, this is turning into a fucking match. He ain't wrong at this point. Like, he said in the ring, we have no equal for WCW. I was like, at this point, he's not wrong. Again, earlier today, kids, I watched a really shitty Raw. It's real bad. 20-man battle royal for like half the episode. Didn't get good until the last like 6 minutes.
See? Okay, so said, Owen, Max looks like he has a very small butt crack.
Hamster. Hamster. You can't just go talking about the lengths of people's butt cracks. And yes, there's lore here. You know, the hamster is obsessed with the length or lack thereof of the butt crack of the human being.
It's very important to me.
So wait, how does that work?
Yeah, so, okay. So I think people
again, folks, have... wrestling podcast. Let's go.
It's a queer wrestling podcast. We're allowed to talk about
this. All right, so yeah, we just said we could talk about all the butt cracks.
Whoa!
So, yeah. Oh, shit. But yes, hamster. Why do you think that Max has a small butt crack?
Look at his pants. Next time you see him, he's just standing there. It looks like it's very small.
Okay. Okay.
It's very short.
It's a bad day. No.
Nobody kicks out of the bad day.
Except a lot. Several people.
He did the deal.
Oh, she cut him by his hair.
Okay, I guess I kind of see what you mean. I guess I wouldn't think of it as a short butt crack so much as a low hanging butt.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know what I mean? He's got like a low hanging butt. It sits low on his figure.
Yeah, it does.
I wonder if steroids have anything to do with that. I know it probably has something to do with the back knee there. Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Oh!
Yes. Nick Patrick just keeps watching them try to cheat and just like letting it happen. All right. Fuck them.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Muscle Max, you fucking loser.
Fucked up, my dude. Fucked up.
Short butt crack wiener.
Tiny butt crack ever.
I'm going to have to use that now. Now that I know the math, the science behind butt cracks.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And mine's really long. Except not, like, up the back. That's the lore.
There's long butt cracks and short butt cracks.
This is such an amazing. I loved how stoogy this was.
Yes, it was well said. It very Three Stoogy.
Yeah,
there could have been a cream pie to the face at any point in this match, and I'd be fine with it.
And it would have been fit in perfectly.
Exactly, I've been like, no, this tracks.
Yeah. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah, good job. Good job. Johnny, be well.
You don't need to be perfect. You can just be well. He doesn't
Johnny
know where
be
he
good
is.
Enough. Yeah, yeah.
No.
He can't read, but he can drive. He got his license. It's true.
He's got a Class F license.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is true.
Oh, my God.
Out of the circle, not off the building.
Yeah,
but he's already talking about going off the building, and I don't know, is this only foreshadowing of a murder?
Only Bobby is thinking of like all the angles to this.
Yeah,
but this is a stupid idea, guy. Someone's gonna get hurt.
All right, Brutus the Ted Cruz Beefcake coming out to eventually Rey Mysterio's music.
I love the little pictures of him up there.
He's doing like the Ultraman thing.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. Hey, wherever Hogan goes, Brutus goes. It's the rules.
Is it really?
Yeah, he's like his best friend. They broke into the business together. They were a tag team of kayfabe brothers.
Oh.
So, like, he made, everywhere he goes, he made sure that Ed Leslie had a fucking job. They were, like, best friends up until the last, like, 10 years. And they have had a falling apart. And Hogan's ex-wife thinks that they're lovers, but she also thinks he was fucking, like, men, women, trees, farm animals, like anything he could, like she accused him of fucking any and everything. So like there's no way of knowing. And then he got caught on camera actually fucking Bubba the Love Sponge's wife. So it's like, all right, we'll see. You know,
oh, Macho Man.
All right, he is looking good tonight. Oh yeah. Oh, that's like some Mardi Gras colors. I'm so fucking down.
Hey, what's that on his jacket? Little flames?
I don't know. It's just kinda.
Like, yeah, awesome. Like it's peacock kind of.
Yeah, it almost looks like leopard print, but not.
That's what I thought it was at first.
But they look like flames, you're right. It's just Macho Man. God damn, that man could dress.
Look at those 90 boys.
Holy hell, do I gotta.
I hope he keeps the hat on.
For the entire match. Yeah.
Come on, just Macho clip Man. To his hair. Just
clip to his hair. Yes, it's happening.
No! No!
Oh.
There we go.
Oof.
It's pretty wild that going on well over 2 months of this podcast now, of stuff we've watched, I think this is the first time I'm seeing Zodiac as singles match.
Yeah.
Who the fuck?
What the fuck? Wait, who is that guy?
Is that just a... No, I think that might actually be a fan.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that might actually be a fan.
Don't worry, folks. He'll get the help he needs.
Yeah, don't worry, folks.
The only reason I didn't think that was a fan is because Savage didn't murder him outright.
Yeah. Generally, when a fan gets in the ring, wrestlers are like, cool, blood in the water. And, like, they go to town on them. It's, like, one of the benefits of the gig. That's wild. The camera's trying to keep focus on the action, but the crowd is reacting to this fan getting kicked out. Holy shit. So I've seen that happen a few times. I forgot it happened tonight. That's wild.
Oh, those, his knee's not happy no more.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there
you see him on the back. They're all those gray suits.
He's gonna get roughed up by the entire locker room.
The whole like
that's it. Wow.
That's it.
What the?
All right.
Go fuck yourself, Ed Leslie.
Go fuck yourself, Ed Leslie. There. We gave you your Hogan mandated match. You got your payday. Someone tried to kill you. We're out. Like now, go back and get in line to beat this dude's ass.
Yeah, now you've earned it.
Yeah, it's Johnny Lane looking motherfucker who's getting carried to the back, and like, that's not gonna go well. It is like that is the thing wrestlers talk about when they do like shoot interviews is like if people, especially in like ECW and stuff, and further back you go, and like house shows and stuff, people will try to start shit. They get taken in the back by security or the cops, and the cops would be like, look, do you want to go to jail or do you want to go home? And like, obviously, the person's like, well, I want to go home. And I'm like, all right, wait right here. And they'll leave. And then the guy they attacked gets to come in and beat the ever-living fuck out of him as much as he wants. And then he gets to go home instead of jail. And that was, like, the deal that they made.
Yeah.
And that is, like, that was standard operating procedure for decades. Wow. Yeah, and that's why it's, like, every time you see a fan rush into the ring, it's like, oh, bud, oh, buddy, good night. You're going to have a rough one.
It happens a lot in WCW.
Yeah, I feel like it happens way more in WCW. I wonder if anyone has ever tried to put together why that is.
I have no idea.
Yeah, like I could.
Either this venue security sucks or.
Yeah, because I feel like someone came after Flair once. I feel like one of them was Flair. And like to me, that's just like, okay, well, that makes sense. He must have pissed someone off. Right. Like outside of the ring, like of course, like Flair did something to piss somebody off. Someone's just trying to kill him. Dreams come true. It's the television title, John.
This is real. This is not TV.
This is not TV. It's still real to him, damn it. Oh, yeah, sure.
Intestinal fortitude, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Go to Greek
Town. Greek Town. He's not kidding though, like Mean Gene partied like that.
Yeah.
That is known. Mean Gene partied hard.
How he lived as long as he did, I do not know.
Yeah, fucking wild.
He was all liver.
All the other restaurants. I'm always going to come into that place. At least for that guy, King Tootie Fruity. Now full of lamb chops. Oh, God. Later on, they'll wrestle too. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just ask.
Oh, it's the... The guys, I can't stop watching the guy behind them.
Oh my god, holy shit. Hey, look at that kid, I'm a boxer.
Ow.
Oh shit.
Oh wow. Oh damn. Oh!
Ooh.
Oh damn.
Jeez.
Unnatural ways.
That's like the okay. So yeah, this is future New Japan champion Manabu Nakanishi.
Yeah.
He's doing his young boy excursion. As Kurosawa. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's like that's not like a euphemism. Like that's a thing that they like Japanese wrestlers would do. They'd send them off to America to like go learn how to fight American style, pretty much.
Huh.
So like young boy excursion is like literally like a thing.
Yeah. They still do it today.
Yeah, they still do it today.
Oh hey, it's
Colonel Poopy Pants.
Yeah, Colonel Poopy Pants.
Sherry's boyfriend.
Like, wait, no, it's Dirty Generals.
Dirty Generals manager, yes.
Yeah, I guess he's not their manager anymore.
Yeah, probably not. They lost, yeah.
He's the new manager, actually.
Like, he just goes with whoever the bad guy is that needs a manager, and it's like, well, Kurosawa's... We're not going to make them cut promos, so send out Colonel Parker. And then we have the single Road Warrior.
Not good for you. Fucking Brian Big Brain over here.
Brian Big Brain, fuck yeah. Oh, Hawk.
Yeah, no, he's kind of guarded.
Yeah. This is true, but no animal.
No animal.
It always makes me sad. He did. He got some ribbons out of the deal. Still, like, there was an episode of Nitro we watched where someone, like, put, like, a WCW hat on a spike, and I was like, that's good. More of that. Hell yeah. These are, I wouldn't be surprised if they had met in Japan before this. Because, like, Hawk was big in Japan.
Probably not, because this was still Kurosawa's young hair.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, not if, even if they had, like, wrestled, but had, like, met over there.
Possibly, yeah.
Because, like, I know that the Road Warriors spent several tours over there.
They were very big in New Japan back then.
That was a solid one. Oh, damn. God damn. Yeah, no, that's strong style. Yeah.
Which is actually probably the real reason they got one of the rockers for this.
Yeah. Fuck. This strong style here being something that roughly translate hamster as don't pull your shit.
Yeah.
Like they just fucking actually hit each other. Like oh damn. Ooh. Fuck yeah. God, he is beastly right now. Holy shit. Yes. Maybe defeather him, Bobby.
Colonel Parker, no.
How dare. How very dare. Oh, he's like, oh no, I got caught. I gotta wet my brow. Oh, Bobby. Fucking hey. You might poop in your general direction. Damn. Oh, God. It's fine when your tailbone bounces off of the concrete. That's fine.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, exactly. He's a young lion. He can take it. But yeah, no. Hawk fucking basically doomsday machine Colonel Parker without animal. That's solid.
Yeah. Well deserved.
Damn. Well deserved indeed. Samoan drop.
Cheating?
Oh shit.
Wow.
Wow. All right.
Wow.
That was quick.
Yeah, that's not gonna. That was quick, and he's going to be pissed. Well done, guys. Well done. Wow. Curl looks like he's crying. Oh, they're getting shit thrown at him. Hell yeah. That's some heat. Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're throwing all this shit.
That's so good. God, I love wrestling. We got Bob Backlund for president sign in WCW. That's scary. Fucking Backlund.
Wow.
Oof.
Yeah, that was a hell of a hit. Oof.
That was a rough landing.
Yeah. But he still was smart enough to, like, get back in position. He knew he was going to go for the legs up. So when you see Hawk move himself over, like, oh, shit, we're too far away. Scooch, scooch. Oh, yeah. Oh my god. Fucking Macho Man just literally fucking pacing.
Macho Man promo, let's go. Send for the man.
Do the thing.
So much cocaine.
Yeah.
Audience participation.
Audience participation. Hey, at least they didn't like ignore that it happened.
Yeah.
Oh, I love fucking Macho Man.
That's
what does that mean?
Okay, not like Bobby's like not to, or Gene's like not to be outdone by Bobby. Like, I can be a hater too.
Get away from the subject of the potential Randy Savage match. I want to ask you one other
question. He's just waving around. Just he someone's got to give him a fidget toy, is the thing.
See ghosts.
And the Hulk's response to it. I'm curious. Just like, yeah.
Curiosity.
Oh, yeah. Championship belt. Don't you think I have a little bit of interest right there?
A little bit, yeah.
Participant, and I'm going to be watching through the video scope.
Yeah.
The video scope.
Fuck yeah.
He doesn't actually know what a television is. So.
No, he's just this video scope. I'm going to go look at the pictures on the moving screen. Yeah. Fantastic.
All right. What are we in store for next?
Yeah. Mr. JL.
Wow. Oh.
Jerry Lynn.
On pay-per-view. Jerry JL Lynn
showed up
pay-per-view.
On our match.
Our episode, or our episode, yeah. He was on the Nitro I watched earlier as well. Tag teamed with Eddie Guerrero. Don't know anything about it. It's Jerry Lynn.
Yeah.
The whole fucking
jerk
show.
Jerk at lunch. Yeah, jerk at lunch. The whole fucking show.
Holy shit.
Oh. Wait, so we getting Sabu?
Sabu versus JL.
With his uncle walking him out to the ring.
Oh, that's right, because they're in Detroit.
They're in Detroit, so these are home. Yep, these are the homeboys. Wow. These are, oh, wow, Sheik.
Sheik's got a
this
sword.
This is awesome. Sheik, of course Sheik's got a sword. He'll fucking sword. Cut you.
Oh, they can have the same color pants on. Look at that.
They're mad. Yeah, look at that. They're ready. Oh, damn. Just bouncing off.
He's like, I
got to
take this off. Hang on.
Oh, this is. Wow. Kids, get patrons strap in. This is going to be a fucking banger.
EC Dub.
Hell yeah.
EC
oh,
Dub.
My God.
Wow.
EC Dub. He hit his fucking uncle. Like, oh, my God. Uncle
you don't
Jay,
give a fuck.
You don't care. He's like, uncle, I gotta let you know. I'm gonna be doing the moonsault. Acai moonsault into the Sheik. Oh, fuck. Oh, this is sick. All right. There you go.
Wow. Hi.
How
finally
many, how many yeah, fuck yeah. Finally, some good food. Yeah, with Dick the Bruiser, yes.
Dick the Bruiser.
Better than the opposite.
Yeah, this is true.
Wow.
There you go.
Oh.
Fuck yeah. Like, all right, my turn. I'm going to try to do it.
Huh?
You got him.
We got him.
Hell yeah. I hope Sheik's okay. Jesus.
Yeah. How old is he at this point?
It's pretty old. He was looking rough walking down.
Yeah, he was hobbling. Maybe that's a bit, though?
Yeah, he could be playing it up. That would be.
Yeah.
I mean, he like spoke. This is the guy who like wouldn't speak English ever his entire life, even though he's from Detroit. Like, yes, they like they do have the actual ancestry, but they're not like immigrants. Like, he's American.
Yeah.
He would act like he couldn't speak the language and shit.
What a worker.
What a fucking worker. One of the best. Yeah.
Punch him in the
butt. Oh. Kept the bridge on. Now you got to get that shoulder down.
Yep.
There you go. I love how he's like, I got to get around and cover up the fact that his shoulder is not down. Well done, ref. Well done. Yes. Tables, chairs. Later, there will be ladders. Patrons, you've probably already seen that released at this point.
Did he uppercut him in the nuts?
Why not?
JL
doing the thing. That was his like finisher at this point. Fuck.
Took him 45 just right back seconds. Up.
Yeah, they're just like not. They are not selling for shit. Wow. As far as keeping down. Damn. They're probably just like, look, we only got so much time. We gotta get our shit in. No, the sword. He's hitting him with the sword.
That's even better.
It cut his ass.
Just give some
nephew.
Advice.
I'm gonna need you to cut his ass. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like you're a sheik. I need you to stab his ass. There you go.
Wow, God.
What the
and then
fuck?
He blew
what?
A fire in his face. Sheik blew a fireball in his face.
What the fuck?
Oh, now it's suddenly very clear why he's wearing the mask for this match.
Sheik.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
holy shit.
I didn't know he could breathe fire.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Sheik has got all kinds of bags of tricks.
How do you throw like that?
Like that. Like he just did it. I did it. It was awesome. I forgive you for landing on me, nephew.
Wow.
Humanoids. Oh, ye old.
Just amazing.
Like split leg moonsault. Fucking awesome. What? Yeah, that was intense. That was an intense match. And then, yeah, see?
And then they missed it. They almost missed the whole thing.
Yeah.
They almost missed the whole the camera almost missed the whole thing. They got the flash paper. It's like that quick exploding paper, you light it and throw it. Literally a magic trick. Yes, the sumo monster trucks.
Now we're all here.
It's literally why we're here. Give us the vrooms. Yeah, that's just true.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is true. That happened.
Yeah.
What does that even mean, Bobby? What does that even mean?
I believe Dean Winters was an old school investment firm. I don't know if they're
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Hamster.
Yeah, cool.
If you get at least three varying age millennials together, we can kind of put together fuck Bobby is talking about.
Yeah. We need to have a subject matter expert in like all the top
yeah
or a Gen Xer. Oh, all God. Right, here we go.
Wow.
Fada.
Love this shit.
You don't need to act. You just
the Michigan.
Funny.
Yeah. I figure when you say Detroit, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes. Detroit, Illinois.
Did she? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they're in France. They're in Detroit.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's Monday.
Yep. Oh, God. Of the heart?
Yeah, there we go. Thanks.
No, shit. Remember when I said we were millennials, folks? I think I'd rather have a total both eclipse of, those people of the heart.
Just fucking high as ball. Yeah. Taskmaster doesn't know what day it is.
Oh my God. I'll even stand there like, who booked this shit?
I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait.
The
oh,
Yeti.
Wait, I did. The Yeti.
Hey.
So, earlier today for me on Nitro, they introduced a Sherpa, and that old man went with a Sherpa to the north of the Himalayas and got a block of ice that apparently has an insurance policy of a Yeti in it. And they like had this fucking block of ice throughout the whole program just sitting there.
What?
And then at the end, seriously, it happened. Patrons, by the time you're hearing this, has already been out. So you have that me and Kennedy talk about it. Holy fuck. And like at the end of the episode, this mummy looking motherfucker just explodes out of the block of ice after like the ground starts to rumble. Bobby's like, fuck this, I'm out of here, and puts that set out and run. And then he is the realist, and then it explodes, and you see the Yeti.
The Yeti.
And like they just keep calling him Yeti, and we're going to be introduced to the Yeti. Because I guess they needed more Dungeon of Doom people because they're just going to keep gooning.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so who was the big like gray kind of Thanos looking motherfucker next to the Taskmaster?
That is theoretically Taskmaster's dad.
I want a paternity test and a cup of that man's piss.
Is that how they do that?
Perchance. In reality, hold on. I want to make sure I get it right because that actually is like a famous like wrestler. Taskmaster's dad. WCW. He was a famous wrestler from the Polynesian territories.
Oh, okay.
And I go to look it up so I don't get his name wrong, and because it's gonna fucking bother me. But like he's like a big deal, like legendary dude, but he can't wrestle anymore, so they just fucking like go out there and pretend he's the master.
Yep.
Pretend to be Curtis Iaukea, King Curtis Iaukea, is who that actually was. So like he's a major regional U.S. promotions. He won several major championships. He was big during the 60s and tag teams. He was in the WWF. He won the tag team championship. Like, he had a huge, huge fucking career, and this is how he ended it. Was being Iaukea. Or being the master instead of Curtis Iaukea. Is the master.
Like, I can barely walk, but I can sit here and scream.
Basically, yeah. Like, he's already... He already had, like, he had retired from the ring in 1980, so it was literally just sit here and be awesome.
Yo,
wait, who the
man.
Fuck are these people?
Okay,
I haven't been
so
paying
this
attention.
This is about the Harley Davidson.
Oh, that's God. Right. His Davidson, his motorcycle was destroyed.
Yeah, for the Hulk Hogan.
Oh, they murdered his bike.
Yeah, so the guy in the back with the bushy beard tricked out the Harley.
Oh, there you go.
And Cadillac Mike is in the back, and then his fiance is screaming for help with her eyes. I was like, wait, is this a promo? Is she being kidnapped?
Holy hell. Wow. Children, all right, but wait, now what? The lightning tights. This literally is like first run for Hollywood Hogan outfit, though.
This is foreshadowing
because he basically just turned, instead of Hulkamania, it says Hollywood on the back. And like that, and the NWO shirt, and that's basically what Hulk Hogan. Wow. Wild. I wonder if the NWO got those colors specifically because he's like, look, I got all this stuff made. and the Dungeon of Doom shit didn't go over, but I still got the stuff made, so we're going to need to go with the black and white.
I want you to stand by. Our winner once again from Coleman, Alabama is Mike Gilmike. Congratulations to you.
That's what's going on. He won the bike. Yeah, his fiance does not look happy.
Yeah.
I told you not to sign up for that contest.
Yeah, I'm worried. She looks like scared.
Yeah, it very much feels like she's been crying.
Oh, bud.
Oh, he's probably been like, can I get a bike? Can I get a bike? And she's been like, no, we can't afford a bike.
And then he won one, and she's like, well, now I got to fucking go to this thing.
We got to pay insurance on this. We got to go to Detroit.
The baby's hungry. Like, damn it, Mike. Damn it. Oh, that's so. All right. That'll be our next WCW, wow. World War III.
World War III.
So, probably one of the worst ideas in the history of wrestling. And they did like four of them or something like that. Like, they did way too many of those. Three rings in one arena. It's like a battle royal, which sucks enough with one ring, but with three rings worth of people and like
60 guys.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
With 60 guys in it. Yeah.
That sounds like madness.
It's not. I've watched a couple of them now and none of them have been good. But I feel like that came out of, that kind of.
So fucking
swimming pool. Oh my God, Bobby.
Wow.
You can talk. You can talk. You use your words, brain. Use your words. Oh, I'd like to hit you.
Dude, that's real. That's just not even. That's not even him. That's not.
No, he thought they pulled away already. He's just saying that.
You
shit.
Saw him.
I'm gonna fucking hit you.
It's the Ming.
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah, Ming. All right, they're trying a new onto the ring outfit for Ming. Because, like, he had the big mat, the big, like, head covering mask for a while.
Like,
and
this.
Then he had.
Well, it's probably like with this. The hood.
But then he had, like, the almost Cody Stardust face paint. And that was.
What,
like,
a Nazi
weird.
Shirt?
Look at that, Grandma. Grandma is going to fucking get him.
I don't know. Fuck yeah, man.
Damn. Oh, I would not get in a ring with him. He would squish me.
Well, Hamster, it is a leg. Oh, total package. All right. Hamster, it is well known. Like, when people talk about, well, okay, amongst the boys, like, who's the actual biggest badass in wrestling? It's Ming.
Really?
You don't. Yeah, he would fuck people up and then laugh about it. Like, if people try to stories of, like, people start shit with him in a bar and he'll just, like, break their fingers and then cackle about it. You know,
Jesus,
like like, you don't fuck with Haku. You don't fuck with Ming.
What? Does Lex Luger have the forehead of Jimmy Hart? Are they the same person?
Lex Luger is Jimmy Hart pumped up with an air pump.
Yeah.
And bleached. I could see that. And bleached, yeah.
Wow.
And then you take away all the musical talent and replace it with lifting people up high talent.
And taking steroids talent.
And taking steroids talent, yes. Oh, God, I was about to make a taking it in the ass joke. We're behind the fucking paywall. It's generally where steroids are injected, okay? It's not my fault.
This is the gluteus. Wow, the they're gluteus. Both very shiny.
Yeah, they gotta be oiled up for the camera. Again, this is all straight, in case there is any confusion. Oh, yeah, taking off most of your clothes and getting oiled up and rolling around.
Wow!
Oh, damn. Okay.
Fuck.
All right, so he actually is strong as fuck. So
Luger's legit strong.
Legit, yeah, Luger is legit strong.
Okay, so seriously, though. He and Jimmy Hart are two different people, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
I can't, all right, but you're saying this about Lex Luger, and I'm starting to wonder if that supplement you told us about before we started recording might be starting to kick in.
It is beginning to.
Did the master promo start sending you someplace?
No, okay, no, Bret Hart. Sorry. Okay, now I'm beginning to see why Jimmy Hart is the promo guy.
Yes,
Jimmy Hart is the Calvin and Hobbes with Hulk Hogan.
Right.
And or so you're thinking Bret Hart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Holy shit. I was like, are you talking, like, that's why I'm saying, like maybe if you pumped him up with an air pump, because like Jimmy Hart is basically a Slim Jim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You were playing. Oh, you were being so kind to me. I swear to God.
Oh shit! But now you understand why I'm like, are you on drugs? Like,
which are.
Spoilers.
Which, yes, but I don't see what that has anything to do with this.
Yes, spoiler. He's constantly thinking, bitch.
Yeah. Folks, we like to have fun here.
What is on his pants?
I was just thinking that. What the fuck?
He ripped his butt open.
It's freaking.
Well, he's got his finisher is the spike.
Oh, yeah.
The spike is tearing his butt open.
Ripping. Yeah. His own finisher is ripping him a new asshole on his veins.
Oh shit!
There you go.
I mean, sure, we'll get into that. You don't.
That's why That's why his thumb's all taped up, because he's going to jam it into Lex's throat at some point. Is the plan, at least. Okay. Yeah, that one wasn't even close. But thanks for selling it anyway, Lex. Oh God! Flair's are already getting medical attention.
Already?
He's attacked he's got attacked before the start of the program, apparently. Yeah, I love Nick Patrick backed up, because like even he's scared of fucking Ming, as he should be. Yes, Bobby calls people humanoids. That's his like fuck you name for the fans, basically. That's that he's been doing that since Minnesota, since the AWA days.
Luger is so loud.
Yup. Oh shit. Fucking hell.
Oh,
yeah. I've heard about how loud he is in matches, but
especially around this time, he goes really hard. I think because he's not having fun, so he's just like, fuck it.
Yeah. But
there, right there, he's, did y'all ever play the like angry alligator game at like, where I'm from, we have like a Shakey's, and it was like a pizza place with an arcade, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So one of the arcade games was like, all of these alligators would come out to bite you on the hand, and you'd have to bop them to get them to go back.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, I get what you're saying.
And every time you'd bop them, they go, oh, and that's just totally whatever. That's Lex Luger. I didn't realize he was the voice actor for the alligator game, but
wow, that's a deep ass cut.
That's a deep ass cut. He needed the work. He needed the work.
You know, sometimes you need that.
No, I'm angry. Yeah.
Bodybuilding doesn't pay the bills. I guess it does, but
yeah. The bills are heavy though, and there's no health insurance. It's always been Lex Luger.
It's always been Lex Luger. Oh, the trip is nothing but me totally whiffing on like memory holing Lex Luger. That's the only effect.
Oh, pile driver. Oh, yeah, big
one. Oh, my God.
That was a pretty one.
He just looks over at him. You don't give a fuck.
Fucking A. Applies a choke. Okay. I guess that's one way to put it. I feel like you can apply a reverse chin lock, but a choke is you just choking the motherfucker.
Yeah, he's just gonna...
Hell yeah, man on man.
Woo! Wait, I think they might not. That might not be what we think. Oh. Damn. No.
Too bad.
Too bad. Yeah, give me a nitro tomorrow.
Get your breath back. Get that promo in.
Tell him. Yeah.
Well, I just realized, even though we're watching it on a Saturday with the monster trucks and the fact that it happened on a Sunday. Sunday. There you go.
Valley Speedway.
Why? No, like, they really missed an opportunity. Oh, he's dancing out of it. He's lexing up.
He's lexing up.
He's getting a Motown jive going.
Yeah,
precisely. That's right. Here we go.
Wow.
Oh. All right, that was a solid one.
Train wreck. Damn.
Wow.
That is, as far as colliding cross bodies go, that is one of the prettier ones.
Yeah, that was really good.
They've been doing that, pulling that a lot in these early nitros. It's like a go-to, but that one was very, very pretty. Oh, shit, another side slam.
Jimmy Hart was here, he'd come commit premeditated murder.
Yes. If Jimmy Hart was here, he would put a bomb on the bottom of the Giants' ignition. So when he turned it, he'd cut his brakes.
Yeah, he'd literally key bomb. Yeah, just ignition bomb. Sit down, boom.
Oh, if Jimmy Hart was here, he would stab the Giant in the kidneys before he goes out to the ring like an old school gladiator.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Hart would be here.
As long as it happens before the match, it's legal. So,
yeah, exactly. But then before the bell, Jimmy Hart were here.
What?
I don't know why.
Bike cuspids again. We heard about bike cuspids last night.
Maybe that's his word of the day calendar.
that was Vince. We watched a different Fed last night. And Vince was going off about bicuspids.
Wow. Okay, Lex Luger.
Yes, unfortunately, just... I am noticing the Taskmaster.
Here's how you know Marvel wasn't shit back then, because you could not get away with calling a wrestler the Taskmaster.
Not days. Now, no. Now. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, that is our intellectual property. Thank you very much. This could be more like this is like golden era of they don't give a fuck. I mean, the incredible Hulk Hogan. Well, yeah, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
I mean, they did get mad at Vince early on with the incredible Hulk Hogan. But he just, they can't, I don't even know, I don't think anyone really knows what the deal they came to was, but they had to, like, sign a deal with Marvel that they're like, we're not going to sue you for calling him the Incredible Hulk Hogan, even though it's fucking blatant what you're doing. And around that time is when they stopped calling him the Incredible Hulk Hogan and started calling him the Immortal Hulk Hogan. I think that was probably part of the deal. Is they're like, you can keep calling him Hulk, but you got to drop the Incredible because we see you, motherfucker. Oh, that was rough. Wait, hold on. Just having a little sushi, Bobby, on friendly evening here. Bobby's talking. You know Bobby has to be drunk because he's already talking about like sushi and shit that he's going to get after the show.
I think he's been drunk since the... Diamond Dallas Page match.
Yeah.
Like, I don't blame him.
I think he's been drunk since Fall Brawl.
there's literally. Yeah, he started drinking around August.
Yeah. When was the first Nitro? Yeah, around. As soon as you're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to do this every week. Yeah. There you go. Third time's a charm. Oh, he's like, I'm going to lift him up and I'm going to shake him around and it's going to look like it hurts. And that's called the rack. Is that what he's going for? Yeah. No, just the backdrop. Oh,
Jesus, that's like 200 and
some odd pounds.
Oh,
well, I mean, it helps when you realize he's doing most of it. Like he's just jumping. Basically, he's just doing a front flip on his own. And timing it up to make it look like Lex did it.
Yeah.
That's the joy, the magic, if you will.
Power slam. Nice power slam.
Fuck yeah. That was a really solid power slam, man.
Luger could go.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, heel shit.
Oh. You saw it. So did I.
Wow, that was bad.
Except the referee, yeah. What the hell?
What?
What's going on?
Oh, wait.
What?
Oh, I think Kevin... Well, there might be some dissension in the goons.
Wow. What? A fucking narc.
What the fuck? What is he trying to fucking tell him? No, it's good. All right, this is confusing. What the hell, Kevin Sullivan? Oh, okay. That's why he's trying to get Luger to meet Savage because of the disqualification is what they're trying to get across. They're trying to make him look like a master tactician. Whereas, like, anyone who watched is probably just like, what the fuck was that about?
Yeah.
Well, it's just a random piece of metal.
Yeah, so he, the golden spike, he hides it.
Yeah, there you go. It just kind of palms it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Big
we know, Bobby. We know.
Ryan don't give a fuck.
Fuck it, who cares?
Fuck it. He's Bobby, we're live.
What the fuck? Jesus Christ.
And they would have been like,
he's so okay, big.
He's so large, but they got him wearing like the fucking, like, why? This is all so silly. They got him in like the truck outfit.
Because he was driving his little car.
So you gotta wear the special outfit to drive the car?
Yeah, I guess.
Safety. 3,000 horsepower, okay.
Look at his hand. But
he grabs Gene's whole hand. All right, Gene's selling it perfect. Gene Okerlund's a goddamn treasure. That's murder, bud.
You're gonna drag his corpse over and pin him. I mean, it's technically illegal. It's not in the wrestling match.
It might be that might be what it takes. Yeah, but yeah, you might want to lay low, Giant.
You probably also didn't want to say that on TV that you're planning to kill him.
Yeah, not the best idea.
I mean, if somebody goes over the roof or the top of a building, there's not going to be much left.
But he's immortal.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
He has killed him twice already. I mean, just with the neck snaps.
That's right. He broke his neck at War Games.
Yeah.
And he did it again on Nitro. He's done it twice.
What?
Oh, the Horseman.
And Anderson.
And Flying Brian.
Hell yeah! Aww! It's Suburban Dads! It's Giant Suburban Dads!
Giant Suburban Dad and his slightly smaller Suburban son.
Yeah! Arn Anderson is just a cutie.
He's just a guy. He's just a guy.
He's just a guy. Wow, bro.
He's just a little guy. Horseman down.
Oh yeah, where are the two other horses? Oh, Ric Flair's.
They're fighting right now. I think the fans are telling us that they are false horsemen, is what those fans are trying to tell us. With the upside down fours.
Whoa.
And Sting.
Wait. Oh, you're telling me Sting is teaming with Ric Flair?
Yep.
Oh. Yeah. They'll be the best of friends, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure that this is going to go fine. Considering they were the first Nitro had them fighting each other.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
And it's fine. Flair has never double crossed Sting.
They have healthy mutual respect.
Yep, they do. And it continues to this day. That part's actually true, but I don't know if you could tell, but we might be foreshadowing a swerve here, Hamster. I don't trust Ric Flair. I do not trust Ric Flair. And Sting not trust Ric Flair.
I think, yeah, Ric Flair's definitely snapped from what I've seen. He's not himself. This big Bobby Brain.
And there is no Ric Flair. He's not coming out. What the fuck?
Where is he?
Yeah, no, because they keep saying that he was jumped.
Oh, that's right. But was he actually jumped, or is it all a ruse? We shall see. But Sting is on a handicap here. Oh, I just realized, give yourself an appendectomy.
Yeah, that's you know, if you get a head injury, that's just what you do, right?
Or you know, does he mean like what you would call it, trepanning or whatever, drilling a hole in your head to release pressure? You shouldn't do that either, Bobby. Not when you've been drinking.
We want flair. We want flair.
That guy even went with the woo.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Ric Flair fans are exactly the kind of douches that you'd expect Ric Flair fans to be at this point.
Oh.
Oh. Boy, that was pretty. That was fucking solid. Oh, Sting with a woo of his own. Yeah.
He's a loose cannon.
He doesn't play bunny in rules, but his own.
That's right.
Oh, his little face paint's going off. I'm going to have to do it for the stinger.
Here's the Halloween colors. It was a whole thing.
There's a lady that's... You have to get back in line.
They still want flair.
Oh, that can't be happy for Arn.
Oh, is he playing them? I think Arn was playing them the violin, the sad little violin. Oh, shit.
Wow.
Fuck yeah. God damn. Arn and Sting. All right, let's go.
Jesus. Wow.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
Sting's like, you're going to try to hit me, but I'm going to be smart. Fuck Ric Flair. I don't need Ric Flair.
He don't need him.
You know, yeah, he's Sting. He is a man called Sting, damn it.
It's just a single...
Oh, we gotta talk about it. Alright, this is the finish. That's how it's going to end, because it's fake.
Oh shit.
Yep. Oh.
Actually hitting people, Arn. You're telling me now that this is all a ruse? Fluke. Hater never stops hating. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, but he got him.
He's gonna be the arm bar for everyone.
Fuck yeah. Just run right through him.
Let's go. He's a former world champ. Why, he's a current US champ. It
will always be. And he's Sting. That's true.
That's true. That was true.
Very true. Yeah, still love him. And you know Tony loves him. One of the greatest joys of AEW is like getting to hear just how much Tony loves that he still gets to do. It's Sting! He did it one last time and I'm so sad. Oh shit.
Wow.
Try it. Look at them getting like a no. Look at you, ref.
I love he's just dropped him.
Oh god. Arn help.
So great.
Arn help. There you go.
Bobby fireworks.
Mommy knows.
Yeah, thanks, Bobby. Get him. Get him, Dad. Get him. All right, now here's where I'm going to fuck you up. Pay him good. Well done, Bob.
Great pants. I love Sting's pants. Wow.
Sting has yet to disappoint.
Sting always.
Indeed. Yeah. He's also going to fuck with his weekend.
Oh, shoot.
Owie. All right. Yeah, you just lay there for a while, Brian. Sting just like, here, just a tracheotomy for you, quick.
Ooh. Oh, no. Look out. Sting.
Oh, he's just laying. Like, at least he got back up on the...
Oh, no, Brian. What you doing, baby?
Oh, my God.
Brian had that amazing fight with Johnny B. Bad. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He very much did. No, Brian can fucking go. He's just big guy going goofy over here.
Yeah, whoa.
Oh, here's he Blair.
What? Fucking khakis? What the fuck?
In khakis. Ric Flair will wrestle in khakis. He don't give a fuck.
He's taking his shirt off. Look, he got his Dockers on.
God damn.
Go, he get his
All right, he's getting right on the apron. He's like, all right, fine, I'll go where I gotta go. He's like, no, he's gonna wrestle with his goddamn Dockers. Okay.
Yeah, he's taking off his patent leather shoes.
He put his fucking shoes back on to strut. He's gotta strut for the people.
Sting, look.
You have your Ric Flair. Your Ric Flair is here, and you can totally trust him.
What is fucking deranged?
Those cocaine eyes.
Flair always did crazy well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody back then had their own different kind of crazy. There's like Macho Man crazy.
Yeah.
Psycho Sid crazy. There's Fly Brian Loose Cannon crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's Arn Anderson, fed up and frustrated shop teacher crazy.
It's so fucking on point.
You didn't turn in your final project.
Screwing around. Quit screwing around. Real.
It's just fucking.
You call that a birdhouse.
Fuck it. Hey, gotta get hurt. Keep screwing around. Yeah, no, come on. Tag in Mr. Khakis.
He's gotta take a... Oh my God. Yeah, the shoes.
Oh my God. They want Flair.
Wow.
He tried to hit him with his shoe off.
He chunkled him.
Oh, shit. There's a tag. Fastball special. Oh, damn.
Oh, eight shit.
Yeah. Nice. That's good. Come on, Sting.
Hot tag. Here it comes.
Sting, come on.
He's got to crawl. Oh. You got to crawl.
He can't wait to take off his pants. Just getting home after a long day. Oh, get it. Reach for it.
Oh, no. He didn't get him.
No.
No.
Oh, that's bullshit. Damn, this is just turning into a whole
Ric
lot
Flair
of things.
Ric Flair and his tiny little nips.
He does have the teeniest little nips. Those aren't the drugs. Don't adjust your dial. Those nips aren't tiny.
Imagine. Oh.
Oh, got him.
Sting, you can do it, baby. Go.
Got him right in his suburban balls.
No.
Hey, balls.
His balls. All right, no, you're that's the wrong corner. Turn around. Yeah.
Get it.
Get him.
Oh.
The hottest of tags.
Well, that's convenient.
Oh, no, that's convenient.
Hmm.
Huh. I'm sure that's fine. I'm sure there's nothing weird. We might just be reading into this, Erica. I'm sure Ric Flair is totally on the level.
Yeah, I think that you're probably right.
Yeah.
I don't know if yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure he's fine.
Okay. But everybody really wants to see him wrestle.
They do.
Yeah, it'd be great if he got in this match. Oh no, that's really dastardly. Would. Dastardly.
Oh, dastardly. Conniving. Trifling even. There you go.
Dastardly heels.
Yeah. Oh, that doesn't count.
Okay, so this is what's going on. So it's the neighbor that is the neighbor of the suburban dad and son.
And yes.
The son is just constantly pulling shit in his yard.
Yep. And he wants to slap him around.
Yeah.
And he's not going to wait. He came out in his khakis.
He's ready to rumble.
He is ready to go. I'm sick of this little shit, I tell you.
Yeah.
Fire, Brian, you little shit. Always jacking it in my shed.
Flying Brian at 3 a.m. is revving his fucking engine and playing his big ass stereo or car radio.
And Flair is pissed because he just got back from the strip club and is trying to enjoy a nightcap.
He's just trying to wind down. He doesn't need it.
Yeah, at 3 a.m.
Yeah, at 3 a.m. It's degen hours.
He's whining and dining, styling and profiling, you know? And so he needs his sleep.
What the fuck are you screaming about?
No!
Help the little stinger.
Help the little stinger.
Jesus, Bobby.
Oh, the poor little stinger.
Oh. Yo.
I just feel bad for Bobby because Flair's babyface right now, and thus Bobby has to pretend that he doesn't love him more than life itself, and that's got to be hard for him.
Not selling it very well, I got to tell you.
Yeah, he really isn't, yeah. Oh, he's in. Here we go. Oh, no, get out of here, Mr. Khaki Man. The rules apply to you especially.
Wow.
Oh, big old spine buster. That's Arn Anderson's
spine buster.
He did. All he had to do was duck under and dive and make the tag. Listen to Bobby.
Oh,
and then he's greedy. Oh, poor Ric Flair. Just pacing. Yep. Yeah, I think people are really getting sick of this bit. Like they're like, we see what you're doing. Stop it, we want Flair. Yeah, fucking A.
Bad call.
He's yelling at
bad call. What do you want him to do?
So, yeah, exactly. So now he's the suburban dad at the softball game, yelling at the ref.
There's a lot of
that was a strike. It's T-ball.
It's T-ball. Like it's
Nate, it's T-ball. Yeah, exactly.
Calm down.
Indeed, a woo.
Oof.
Oh, come on.
Wow, Arn.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I agree, Tony. Except he doesn't have boots. Put the loafers to someone.
He's gotta get those.
Did he put a shoe back on?
Yeah, he's got back on at least. Yeah. Yeah, he will not be putting the boots to fucking anyone. Come on, Sting. No.
No.
Sting up. See. If wrestlers were Pokemon, would he go Sting, or would he be like Steve Borden?
He'd definitely say Sting at this point.
He's not leaving.
Although
his
face paint is off, so he might say Steve Borden.
He might say Steve Borden, yeah. And eventually he's gonna be on Thunder in Paradise, and I think he gets credited as Steve Borden.
This is great tag team wrestling. There's literally two guys just pounding on someone.
Yeah. I mean, he's not wrong. Whoa,
that's the sweet science of tag team wrestling. Exactly. Cut off the ring. Cut the ring in half.
Exactly. You got to keep them out of the corner.
Quick tags.
Quick tags. Exactly. Erica knows what's up. That.
Give me your shirt. Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, Bobby. On, Bobby's trying to. Bobby's just trying to come up with solutions here, all right?
That's what he does.
That's what he does. He's figuring it out.
Holy crap.
He's still coming back. Make him kiss.
Oh. Make him kiss.
Let's go.
Take his hand. He's a stranger in paradise.
You got to dig in, Sting. You got to crawl.
Feel the power of the woo. He's strutting just for you, Stinger.
He's trying to fill your special bar. Come on, hot tag.
Go, 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 go. Go, Sting.
Here comes the neighbor.
Oh, look out. They're going nuts for that shit.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What oh no!
Fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
He didn't even wait. He didn't even try to pretend. He's just like, bang! Bang!
Sting! What the fuck? What's going on?
Never trust a Ric Flair!
Oh my god!
The dirtiest player in the game.
That, what you have to understand is, Flair does this to Sting like on an annual basis.
Oh yes.
Sting always falls for it.
It's the perpetual Lucy with the football of wrestling.
Sting! Oh, baby, no!
Which is why me and Erica have been here just like, no, I'm sure this is going to go fine. This has never been a problem before.
No, Sting, baby, stop.
Oh, he's shielding it with her body.
Oh,
Nick Patrick, no.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Oh my god, this is why I love doing this podcast, is for people who...
Why does Ric Flair hate him so much?
I don't even know anymore.
The horseman, baby.
Yeah. It's just like a Superman Lex Luger thing. They just do this all the time.
They just do it all the time.
What did you keep kicking him?
Oh my
Sting
god.
Sting is like stepchild? Like, is there's like illegitimate offspring?
Ripping them. I don't know, but holy fuck, that was. I was like, that was exactly how I'd hope that would go, Hamster. This is why I love doing this shit with people who only know a little bit about wrestling sometimes. Because we're sitting here going, no, we know what's going to happen. We don't want to, like, I don't want to spoil because the look on your face is going to be so good.
Yeah, the fun thing about how, like, letting me watch this is that I just don't know what the fuck's going on.
Oh, that was amazing. And now he's going to try to explain to himself. To school.
Yeah.
Yeah, the four horsemen are back, baby. It's Monday. It's a school night, kids.
Wait, so didn't Arn beat his ass?
Yeah, they were. Yep, they've decided that they're friends again.
Okay.
Because, like, yes. Yep. All right, that's a woo, I guess. Summarize this, dummies. Yeah. Four horsemen are back, baby.
There's only three of them?
There'll be a fourth one eventually. But the Four Horsemen is like Rick's heel stable from way back in the day. It is old school, even at this point.
Wow.
Like, yeah, so like the fact that the Horsemen are back together, that's why it was a big deal that they were fighting, is because him and Arn were like
the two original
Horsemen. Like, they were like best friends, so like they're back, baby. The Horsemen have returned.
Yeah, on Halloween, yeah, absolutely.
and Sting, by beating the shit out of Stinger.
Dumbass. Look at the baby. Look at the dumbass. He's just a dumbass.
He shouldn't have. Don't go for it. Don't kick the football, Charlie Brown. It's not going to happen.
What's the line? Once again, evil has triumphed because good is stupid.
Because good is stupid. Yeah.
Was it?
That's usually how wrestling works.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Let's be honest. That's a go-to game plan. This way. Oh man, I almost forgot that was going to happen until like they started talking about how Rick was getting beat up, and I was like, oh, that's right. This is the night the Horsemen come back together. And then, like, realizing how much you love Sting Hamster, and I was like, oh, this is going to be great.
It's Newman.
Back. He is. Oh, that's the same guy who was, like, doing the boxing, shadow boxing for the camera earlier. So sorry. Bobby's so happy. He gets his heel. He gets his baby boy back. He gets his heel Ric Flair back. Bobby. Mike Tenay, Iron Mike Tenay.
The professor is here.
Who is this person?
He is Mike Tenay. He is awesome. He goes on, like, he has a career after this, too. He's one of those, like classic wrestling announcer interviewer types. I love him, too, because, like, he's one of the guys, he's, like, the one guy on commentary who gives a fuck about Lucha. Basically, so when they have more Lucha guys and more cruiserweight stuff, like, he actually knows all the moves, and which leads to Bobby doing his heel racism naturally, you know. But like, it's a Frankenstein, or well, they call it a Hulakanlana, and he's like, what? He gets like all mad at him for like speaking a different language, but But Mike Tenay's the shit. Like, yeah. I love Mike Tenay. Mike Tenay is like why we now have Excalibur calling them planchas and tope suicidas and shit. Because he was the first one to be like, no, like, there is culture outside of American wrestling, and I'm gonna make sure you fucking listen. So like, I love Mike Tenay. Mike Tenay is awesome.
Probably see him a lot more because there is, I think the next two pay-per-views have lots of New Japan guys on them, so Tenay will be probably on commentary.
Yeah, because he knows what he's talking about. Yeah, he
knows who the Great Muta is. He knows who Jushin Liger is.
Exactly. And like, he is just like, they ever work Minnesota? They ever come through Minneapolis? I don't know.
I mean, Muta should have.
Muta probably did, yeah, with Gary Hart. Yeah, most likely. Fucking A. All right, folks, I am so worked up from that awesomeness. I have to run and grab a couple of puffs of nicotine. I will be right back. I'm leaving you with the patrons. Please be nice.
Are we gonna tag deep them?
We're gonna tag deep. No, here's what we'll do. I'll pretend to be against you, and we'll try and get them to help. But then
there you go.
when the Patreons come to tag me in, I'll beat them up, and then we'll beat them up together.
Okay. Right, cool. Okay.
All right. And break. All right. I'll be right back.
That was all off. That was a side.
Okay. Okay. So we're gonna have to. So we're wrestling now.
we're wrestling now. Yeah, so we're calling in the ring. So headlock, of course.
Obviously.
And I'll say, all right, so get up and give him a chop and then an elbow and then suplex him.
Okay.
And go. All right, get him.
Okay, go. I'm gonna run at the Patreons.
Oh, okay. Fuck you, Patreons.
It just.
Oh, wait. Oh, is it coming? No, not yet. It's not the monster trucks yet.
Okay. Wow. Oh. This is flashbacks.
Yeah, this is getting you ready for the monster trucks.
That's good, because I've been here for the monster trucks for a very long time. Like, actually months.
That's right. When I first came into the chat, like, whenever we started doing this, you're like, when are the monster trucks?
Yeah.
Eric, when are the monster trucks?
granted, we are watching a rewatch from the 90s, but, like, not the first thing you would think somebody would demand out of a wrestling show. God, that's great. Oh God, that's so good.
Oh yeah, this is the previously on Dragon Ball Z part. Oh, he killed him. Who thinks of that?
Yeah, I did. Even as high as I am right now, I would not just be like, yeah, this is going to get a bigger monster truck. And I'm going to twirl them around in a circle. What if the giant just killed Hulk Hogan?
If it happens in a wrestling ring, it's legal.
That's true.
There's been wrestlers who have quote unquote died in wrestling matches.
Really?
And it was legal.
Oh God, I love this.
Who the fuck?
You didn't see that?
No, I don't know who that is. Oh, he did it again. He's in a schoolmarm uniform.
Yes, yes, he dresses up with like a shawl over his head, like a little babushka.
Oh, he's like an old woman.
Yes.
Okay.
Throws flour in his face. Oh, right.
The police
got
involved.
Uh-huh.
I would have killed him, but the police were there.
Oh, right, because they were in Rosemont, Chicago.
Oh.
Or Rosemont, Illinois, when that happened. And
the Yeti? Yeah. They're just like, they're killing time with this.
They super are. Like, which is wild, because this is already 2 hours in.
This is a long show.
This is a long show.
Whoa.
Yeti!
The Yeti.
Yeti!
I've returned. Okay, I'm ready for my hot take.
All right.
Yeti.
Okay, I'm reaching out. I'm ready for that. Yeah. Oh, I see.
Strike, we're going to kick your ass.
Fuck. God damn it. Ah. Blah, blah, blah. No.
Tag me in. I won't turn on you.
Oh. Ow. Oh. Tag. Ow. Tag.
Turns on you, immediately kicks you in the head.
Damn your sudden but inevitable betrayal. Yeah. Fuck. Who the fuck is this guy?
I don't.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Just do the match.
They're going to keep talking about it, and we're going to bring new old people in.
Bischoff's here now. Bring back Tony.
Bring back Tony. Boo.
Paul Chandler.
Oh, he built the truck. This poor son of a bitch. He's just like, I just wanted to build a truck. Yeah.
I don't know what you guys all do here. It's fake, right?
Yeah, wait. This is for real? How big are the
tires? Damn. Damn.
On the roof.
On the roof. Yeah. That can't be safe.
Yeah. Bobby's just like doing some calculations. Like, fuck, dude, do we need to?
You see, like, the math going over his head, like the media. Like, wait a minute.
Monster truck can't melt steel beams.
And that's not above us right now, yes, Tony? That's the other building.
Just checking while we're totally locked here.
That's the other building, and technically last night.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Technically, this all happened the night before. I forgot to mention that part, but fuck it. We're breaking the magic. Now that me and Erica aren't trying to hold the betrayal of Ric Flair from you, we can talk more about the magic. This was filmed last night. None of this is real. He's not actually on.
Wait a minute. What?
Wait. I knew about the pre-tape, but I thought this was real.
No. His name's Paul White. He is not at all French. And that, to me, is the biggest betrayal.
Captain Insano.
Captain Insano.
Ew, Hulk Hogan is just so fucking tacky. Like,
literally, yeah, right?
His whole biceps? Aesthetics. Yeah, there's none. It's just, no.
It's so bad.
I can genuinely say I was never a little Hulkamaniac.
I really never was. Yeah, I've talked about this on the show too. Like, by the time I started watching wrestling, he was an actor to me.
Yeah.
Like, I liked my Mr. Kenny and shit, and it's just like, oh, he's actually a wrestler? Okay. And I watched some of the old stuff on tapes, and it's like, all right, that's whatever. But he was too old for me at this point.
Yeah. And well, like you were telling me, where it's just like this whole entire arc is trying to once again ignite Hulk as like hitting the biggest thing and making all of the monies.
Uh-huh.
While not realizing that it worked once and it's not gonna work that way again.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, like this entire Dungeons of Doom. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Monster truck! Go monster truck, go!
Monster truck!
This is real, folks. this is real.
This is absolutely real.
This is totally real.
Oh my god. They're not wearing what?
Helmets.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's not foreshadowing, is it?
No, I'm sure it's fine.
No, I'm sure it'll be fine. They would never do a murder live on TV.
Never. Oh my god. Wow.
What? So, like, they're saying it, like, takes two people to drive.
Is it right? That doesn't seem right.
I'm not sure if that's true or not, or if they're just trying to explain why the actual drivers are in there, and they're not actually driving. They're just making it look like they're driving.
Yeah.
Just pretend you're driving.
All right. So,
you know what?
This is a wrestling pay-per-view. I can't imagine why they didn't do this again and again and again.
You know what? I don't think they're utilizing monster trucks to their greatest ability.
Yeah,
right
this
now.
Like monster trucks are cool when they crush cars and do cool shit, not when they're just kind of like doing a dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is like my understanding is this is like a part of like actual monster truck culture. Like it is like a sport where they compete like this.
Oh,
it's just we got him. The problem is that like the only thing anyone ever actually sees is the crushing part.
Yeah,
unless you actually go to the event. So there is probably an audience for this. It's just so fucking small.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's why they're doing this tie-in is because they were having monster truck rallies shown on Turner networks.
They wanted, and Bischoff has talked about like Bischoff loves this shit. It's the same reason why they end up doing Hog Wild and stuff at Sturgis. It's like this is stuff that Bischoff and Turner liked, and they wanted to like try to work
real.
It in. Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to like all the shit now where it's just like, well, what, you know, numbers go brr. You're like, no, I just think this is cool. Let's throw it in. Like,
yeah, let's try to make this happen. It's having it was having a resurgence at the time, you know, so they gave it a go. But like, I don't know, in the middle of my wrestling pay-per-view, I don't really give a fuck about this.
Yeah, like put this on TV.
But yeah, this is something that would have been cool on TV. All right. Okay. Oh. Now you add. All right, no one told me it was an exploding barbed wire death match. Okay.
Yeah,
I guess the first time it didn't trigger.
Yeah.
There are charges.
All right, and now we can't see what's happening.
We have the fire.
What the fuck?
I mean, like, monster truck rallies are cool. I've been to one. They're nice.
I've never been to a monster truck rally, but I have been to several demolition derbies, and that shit's a hoot.
Like, halfway through the monster truck rally, it turned into, like, a motocross thing.
Yeah, cool. That's awesome.
It's like, this is cool. I was like terrified of the loud noises, but it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's as you will.
Yeah, you exactly got to see Gravedigger. That's and so like there's cool. a time and a place for that, and it wasn't in the middle of Halloween Havoc, Eric.
Not in a pay-per-view event that's only 2 hours long.
Hulk is one, and he's gonna stop because he doesn't want to commit murder because he's a good man.
I don't necessarily believe any of those. That's true.
Yeah.
Get him. Get him.
Like, why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
The giant.
There's like no reason that he shouldn't go after him.
Why wouldn't you have security up there for this?
Do it. Do it. Kill a man. Kill a man. Kill him.
Kill a man. Kill a man.
Kill. 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 Kill.
Oh, shit.
Crush him. Crush him.
That would be more impressive if he wasn't standing on the pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
No. Oh, God. Oh, no.
It's like, okay, but at this point, it's like, are they really going to? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Jimmy, we got to get out of here.
Your mom, it's bad. Your mom, it's bad.
Jimmy, I didn't see shit. Let's go. Jimmy, Canada.
Jimmy, grab this camera.
Canada, brother.
Cut the film. Cut the film.
Destroy the tape. Cut the feed.
Just Hulk Hogan just killed a man.
Like you do. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Well, yeah. I mean, obviously you don't know what to say. And he comes back and he got this motherfucker is still here.
Just like,
what is he supposed? Yeah, Bobby's just like, just what like, the fuck?
This is a disgrace to the proud sport of monster truck rallies.
Oh my god.
You're just trying to explain to this dude that he fucking killed a man.
I don't know what to do.
What do you want me to do? I'm drunk.
I guess we didn't think this far of how we would have to react to the murder that we just condoned. Yeah.
Bishop's like, I'm gonna get so sued.
I thought this was a good idea right up until it happened. You got parking light got one's a splash and one's a splat, bud. That's
yeah,
that's difference.
Actually well.
Let's just the show must go on.
Oh god, yeah, and like that, the show must go on is an attitude you have when what you just did was fake.
Yeah.
A couple years from now, we're going to be having a much more rough watch party for Over the Edge 1998. That's Lex
like
again.
Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, that's Jimmy Hart.
That's Jimmy Hart.
Jimmy Hart. Yeah, we established this
already.
Package,
Jimmy Hart.
I'm doing a callback. I'm doing a callback.
And then Mac the South Lex
Luger. Okay. Hamster callback.
That yeah. I can't remember Lex Luger.
That's total all right. Package. A lot of people Luger. Can't anymore.
It's so funny because his Wikipedia 2020 photo is just very wholesome. Just the nicest.
He has literally shrunk because that's what steroids do to you.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he literally shrunk and he's in a wheelchair now, yeah.
Oh damn. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, no, he went hard. And now we got Macho. Both these guys pulling double duty tonight. All right.
Yeah. Well, though Macho's was just like literally 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah. and Leslie crush match. He's like, I'm back out here, I guess. Hey, guys. Oh, yeah. Doing the thing. Yeah. He looks so not into it. Like,
I just want to go to the Waffle House after.
Yeah. Yep, I'm like a Slim Jim. They're doing callback.
Yeah, there you go. Elizabeth said the Waffle House had a price on pancake, a triple stack, tall stack, so I'm doing the thing. Get over with, Lex. And then I'm going to go eat the things.
Honestly, that syncs up really well.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just tell them about it right now. There's that long stack. It goes this tall, this wide, the pancakes are.
I mean,
he wants it over with. Let's just get it done.
Is he telling him that the giant just went back?
Do you ever see the windows on those places? They're that wide. Like, no, they're not that wide. They're this wide.
Oh, they're that wide.
I'm going to break you like a sausage link.
Moon over my hammy. Yeah, I can agree to that. Yeah.
Code of honor.
We can do a double honor. Team.
No! Oh. This is a fight without honor.
I was just going to say, this is a fight without honor. Well,
we knew that should be true by his pants when he walked into the ring.
Yeah, there's no honor in those pants. No. Those are pants without honor. Holy shit.
No cameras out.
Oh, Jimmy Hart.
Oh my God, Lex Luger. See, I can call back too.
I got really excited because I got it right. And you were like, oh, that was, you did it. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's why you get paid the big bucks.
I make four whole dollars off this Patreon so far. Yeah. Thanks to Pink. So, yes, the large bucks. Thank y'all for being here, Hamster. And Erica, that being said. Erica's been here every night this recording
session.
Erica's
fucking MVP, man.
Yeah, Erica's MVP of these watch-alongs.
You're giving me too much credit. I'm just home by myself drinking.
Oh, fair enough. All right, okay. Well, you know, credit where credit's due.
It has been a wide range of emotions three nights, and
yeah, right, it's been wild.
We've seen war, we have seen a pirate wrestle a man in pink and black, we have seen a murder,
there's talk of a yeti.
I mean, I'm excited for the cryptid.
Yeah, yep. Honestly,
that's kind of my shit.
I'm into it, you know. I'm going to be upset if it's not actually encrypted, if these guys lied to me again.
In wrestling, who would lie in wrestling?
I don't.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm keeping my hopes high.
Like, I can't, if that happens, I won't be able to stand it. Not after what Ric Flair did.
Yeah, not after Ric Flair is shaking my belief and the honesty.
Yeah, your confidence. Yeah. And humans in general. I mean, yeah.
Faith in humanity lost.
Over Ric Flair. It'll happen again, Erica. It's good.
Oh, boy, will it. Over and over and over.
He's on no-fly list now.
Wait.
Not literally, but he should be. Ric Flair is not
cut off from every bar that knows who he is.
Basically, he's gotten kicked out of restaurants recently for being a dick.
Wow.
No, he's not a good dude, and most famously did a heckin' sexual assault on a plane ride while he was with the WWF.
Ew.
And that's just what we know of.
And that's just what we know about, yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously. Oh, there's, yeah, that's...
Which is why it's like, we always make the caveat of, I love his work in the ring, but I, like, and I give most of the credit for his promos this time of his career to cocaine.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't want to give Rick himself any credit because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Who did Luger fight earlier? Jesus, this day-long...
Meng. Oh, yeah.
Holy crap! Meng
was going to win, and Kevin Sullivan stopped and said this fight could happen.
Because
I guess he's got machinations of some kind.
Yeah, because Macho Man doesn't trust anyone, much like me.
Yeah,
I don't trust no one. I don't even tell myself secrets.
Right? You never know.
You never know. You betcha.
Oh, and Lex trying to cheat even. Mating press. Give it to him. No? All right. Well, I'm sweating.
Speaking of foreshadowing, Jimmy Hart's wearing black.
Yeah, Jimmy Hart's wearing black. Well, he's got to go to a funeral. There was a murder last night.
That is true. He knew that the murder was going to happen. Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, pretty elbow. Let's go. What? Oh, that's got to hurt.
Nobody does it better.
He said, baby, you're the best. Yes. And he is paranoid, though. That's true.
Yeah.
That's definitely one of those instances where they're playing with the reality of the guy playing the character. He was constantly fucking paranoid and drugged up and like thought people were trying to steal his woman. Like, that's real. Yeah. They play into it, but it's real. And Miss Elizabeth does end up leaving him for Lex in real life. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess
the thing good about wrestler stories is they always have tragic endings.
Oh, okay. And wait a minute.
Yeah, and much like Woman escaping the abuse of Kevin Sullivan just to run into the hands of Chris Benoit, who will end up killing her. Elizabeth escapes the awful toxic relationship with Macho Man and then ends up dating Lex, and they just do a bunch of drugs together, and she dies of an overdose from it. Yeah.
Jesus fucking. Oh, right. I keep forgetting. It's this tragedy. Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Dark Side of the Ring, go watch it, because I don't want to do the sad true crime of wrestling. There's plenty of play. It's unavoidable. You kind of have to talk about it, but if you want a deep dive on it, there's places that do it better than me, because, again, I am not a professional. I just watch too much of this shit. But that's a sad story that has a lot to it. Yeah.
This is an incredibly dark fandom to be a part of.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is like real people.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And who are getting abused by the promo, the people actually running it.
Yeah.
The promoters are not doing right by them.
Shit.
Bobby's
that's the best
Bobby's
thing
off.
That happened to me all night. Yeah.
I love when Bobby's just done with the shit. He's dead.
He died. He fell off a building.
He fell off a building, Tony.
He fell 5 stories. Is he fine? I don't know.
Oh, Bobby's back. All right. That was
quick. Wow, that was quick.
I just needed a shot.
I'm back. I'm fine.
Yeah, get outside.
Kitty cat, what are you doing?
We're in Detroit. We're not far from Chicago, though. I was able to get some mail order. Yeah. He does. He's an investigative journalist.
What's up, Brad?
That was his big thing in WWE for the longest time, Hamster. He'd be like, no, I'm an investigative journalist. I know things. I had sources.
He did have sources.
He had sources. Brutal. He knows shit. Yeah, because he's the weasel.
Because he's the weasel.
All right.
They're going to show it again.
Replay. They're going to show it again. You think that Hulk would have had them destroy this footage by now?
Yeah, I would probably want to.
Jimmy's out there distracting people while he heads for the border.
Yeah, I would assume Hulk is like half, like, in line at the border. Through the checkpoint in 95, you can probably go right over the border.
Oh, absolutely.
they're in Michigan.
It's right up there.
Swim. Yeah, you could just swim across the Great Lake.
Hold on.
Oh, God, here it comes. They're going to show the whole thing again. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's a 3-hour show, but how much of it is replay?
Windsor, Canada.
He didn't have to.
Is this victim blaming from Jimmy, Bobby the Brain?
The king of haters? No. Okay, but the noise he made was fucking money. But the noise he made was fucking money. Oh. Holy shit. Bobby knows. Bobby has hated Hogan ever since the early 80s.
He has always known that Hogan is not to be trusted.
Yep.
Bobby hated him before it was cool.
Yep. He literally, like, Bobby hating Hulk Hogan is, like, one of Bobby Heenan's, like, longest running gimmicks. Because, well, Hulk made it big in the AWA while Bobby was there. And, like, what he was, like, you know, Bobby or Hulk was, like, the big baby face. Apparently he's begging for information.
Yeah.
Take a cab around. Apparently not. Yeah, can't help you. No.
Only one person here cares about another human being, and it's Bobby Heenan.
It's Bobby Heenan, yeah.
Hey.
He has worked the fuck up. It's bad. Holy hell. Yes. Hey, no,
and we still got about 20 minutes to kill.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
We still got a Yeti to get to.
Yeti.
Michael Buffer, you ready? All right. So I guess we're going to go to the main event as though it's going to happen, but we don't know if he's dead or not. Yeah, welcome to the 1955 Halloween Havoc. There was a murder. One of the guys might not be here because he's dead.
Everyone in this crowd is going to be interviewed by the police.
Yeah, I need you to do depositions. Please.
Remember, everyone, stay in your seats
yeah.
after the match because you were witnesses to a crime.
If you're in line to give testimony, stay in line.
Please have your ID out.
Get ready to deposition. Oh God!
What is who? What? What?
Wait. There's been. Okay. No, there's been a change. Yep. So not the giant. Not 450 pounds, maybe like 320. I don't know where he is at. 275. All right.
Damn.
Yeah, I believe it because this is after he had to stop doing the steroids as much. So yeah, he's probably down to 275.
Kitty, stop.
Kitties.
Kitty, stop.
Everybody got their podcast kitty. That's right. I got my podcast dog.
I got a podcast kitty eating the strap of my cell phone.
Oh no.
He just watched a man die.
Yeah, exactly. He's like
yeah, he's got it's
that's nervous. Why he's all in black. It's tragedy. Oh God. Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, please.
Cut the music. Man is dead. None of you saw shit.
I will fucking murder every single one of you.
You know something, brothers? Life is a fragile thing.
Yeah. That's why I was trapped.
I apologize for the murder. It was a... What? Okay, all right. Oh. Did he survive? Michael Buffer, give me that. Here he is.
They could at least like splash him with water to make it look like he got out of the river.
Yeah,
his hair is relatively dry even. Which is weird because everyone's usually wetting their hair at this point. It would have made sense.
Nope.
There you go. Okay. All right. We paid you real hard to say that, Michael. You gotta get your shit in.
Wow. Yeah, I'd run.
Right. Apparently, he just was fine. Get in here, buddy. Can you imagine being in this crowd and just be like, okay.
Sure, guys.
Sure. All right. I mean, yeah. All right. Okay.
I don't understand. What happened to the monster trucks?
Yeah, exactly.
The monster trucks. bring back the trucks dancing.
Seriously.
I'm trying to imagine how angry I would be if I was seeing something this ridiculous I paid for live, but then I remember they serve alcohol.
Yeah.
So, like, they can't be that pissed.
No.
Oh.
I'm just grateful Bobby's so magnanimous. I'm just grateful he's all right.
Wait, is he doing the Taskmaster shit? Oh, my God.
Yep.
He's got Boston brows.
What the? Oh my God! He's hypnotized by the brows. He can't do anything against the brows.
Yeah, he's like, "What do I do? I don't understand." Clearly, you're my master because you got the Boston brows.
That staggered him.
That staggered
him. I love him looking around like a fucking idiot.
He looks so fucking ridiculous. He tried.
I tried the operative word.
Yep. Oh my God, this is so fucking weird.
Jesus Christ, Bobby!
Hey, he already saw one murder. Why not see another?
Yeah, why not? And it's Hulk. It's not like it's a person.
Right.
As far as Bobby's concerned, like, nothing of importance will be lost.
Yeah.
He's not people like you and me.
Yeah, exactly. He's not people. He's immortal.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I forgot that he put the fucking Boston brows on to try to, like, throw the giant off. This is so ridiculous. Ooh. These motherfuckers.
Okay, to be fair, though, if I had to go up against the giant, I would try literally anything. like...
Fair. He already tried throwing him off a fucking building. That didn't do it.
Little old lady who's got the little incense and just like... swallow this
all right, well, the attempted murder didn't work, Jimmy, brother, so get a Sharpie and full Dresden Dolls, brother. We're doing it. We're going full Boston brow.
Oh my God.
That dude tried to pick him up, and I was like, why are you foolish?
Yeah, no, why are you foolish? Why are you being so foolish, Hulk?
He's so silly.
You're silly, silly little Hulk. Do you not know he is a lorge?
He's a lord?
He is a lorge. He's a very lorge.
He's a lorge.
Where's Jimmy? Jimmy is small, but he a lorge. And then you got Dean Malenko, a medium for the cruiserweights. Yeah.
This is getting kind of hot.
You look, Bobby. If look, Bobby. So there's like, kind of, what do you? This is getting weird between us. Okay, we feel it. Everybody feels in it.
Now they're like rubbing nipples on each other. All right.
Holding hands, looking them in the eye. Whoa.
I've seen this clip before. Brazzers had a free month. I've seen this.
Make wrestling gayer.
Oh my God. The king of gay sports. The queen of sports, if you will.
Jimmy, the sport Jimmy of out Queens. There. The sport of Queens.
Oh no.
Oh shit.
We're back. All right. Folks, we might be off by half a second, patrons, but forgive me, it's the Wi-Fi.
Don't worry, nothing's actually really happening.
No, they're just still holding hands.
Yeah, it's still a rest hold. They're still holding hands and talking about their future. Hulk's standing up. He's asking him, what are we?
Giant's like, I don't want to put a label on it. It's too early.
Yeah, no, we might have to break up. Oh, Giant said, no, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, it's like, you need to commit or not. And I'm just not ready for this.
We have to do a wrestling move now.
We have to do a wrestling move.
Hogan's like, fuck no, we're not doing a wrestling move.
We're hugging it out. We're hugging it out instead.
Going over for a suplex? That doesn't work for me, brother.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me, brother. Oh, shit.
Throw him into the sun. Do it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess for the time he's pretty big, but like he's in there with the giant right now.
Shit. Yeah.
6'8" ain't shit. And this is a world for us post Great Khali. Like I've seen so many big motherfuckers in wrestling.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the giant is not a thing anymore. Like it's not as much of a novelty because like we got Omos, you know, like
yeah, like AEW's got Satnam. He's like legit 7'4".
Jeez. Yeah, Satnam is huge. God, him and Bryan Danielson, that was a fucking banger. That I knew it was gonna be too. And then like wait, American Dragon exactly versus Satnam.
He was like a little baby.
Exactly.
I would feel so safe in his arms.
Whoa. Oh yeah. I'm pretty sure Paul White actually is like the gentle giant.
Is it
like
biting him?
Oh yeah. It's not a heel
all the time.
Yep. Hogan cheats all the time, but when he does it, he's a baby face.
Back rake, that's a heel move.
That's a heel move. Yep. He's always doing heel moves, but everyone loves it because it's Hogan. And that's part of what fucking Bobby's always been on about. Like, oh, it's okay when he does it. My guy does it and it's bad. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then like about a year, he's going to be so happy to have been correct about all this shit.
Oh yeah, no, Bobby is going to get redeemed so much when the NWO happens, and I love this for him. Yep. No, he ain't got no down yet. So it is pretty much well known that like IRL Paul White is like the gentlest of gentle giants. He's just a big old teddy bear. Like I have seen him cry so many times. Like he's just a big old emotional teddy bear who happens to be the giant. And like I love him so much. And I hope to one day just give Paul White a hug. That would be great. He said, fuck this, let's go. Now Keith. They tried to say, fuck it, let's get out of here. This ain't going well. What about
the giant? Go beat him up. Beat him up, giant. I don't want to see none of this weak shit with you. Hit him.
Again, the fucking poke to the eye. Heel move.
Like, this is not even because he's wearing black. He just does this all the time.
Yeah, this is all of he's just getting his shit in. But he when he does it, it's okay because he's Hulk. God, I hate him. Fuck Terry Bollea to hell.
Hogan does not know best.
No. Yeah, no, still ain't
giant
going down.
Giant should just pick him up and throw him, and then eat him.
Yeah, I was gonna say, why does the larger wrestler not just eat the smaller wrestler?
He's doing really awful things.
Yeah, but then they boo him when he does the same thing. God, fickle wrestling fans.
Break him.
Break you across my back like so. Oh, he's losing the Boston brows. That's what the problem is.
His power's waning.
His power is waning. Or Kevin's are still fully strong. Like, fuck you, Hogan. You are losing your power, and I am still at full Grand Theft Orchestra levels. I'm just going to keep making Amanda Palmer jokes for the queer folks listening, because I know that I'm not the only one who also just problematically loves her. So, can't help it. She's awful, I know. She's done terrible things. She's also made music that has saved me. All right, I can't help it. I'm a white lady. It's, like, required. Like when that first record came out, we were assigned it. They even reached out to the eggs. I don't know why it showed up in the mail, but I got it was there. And it's someone's like, you trust me, you need to have this. And I'm like, all right, it's pretty good. I love it. It wasn't going to make sense for a couple more decades.
Oh.
He did.
He's pinching his nipples.
All right, twist him. Twist him. Oh, no. Oh, this is downright sensual, though.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Really crank it in.
The crowd looks so bored.
Yeah. Look at those two people in the back.
I'm like looking at this one guy who's just like leaning back, like, fuck.
They look so fucking dumb with this shit. All right, that kid's still kind of into it. He believes in the Hulkster.
Grandma's tired. Grandma worked all day. The lady in the blue shirt.
Yeah, grandma worked all day.
And that's after she went to church in the morning.
Yeah, that's true.
After she went to church in the morning. Tomorrow's Monday. This is America. This is Detroit. I got to go work in a factory.
Oh, right.
And in the meantime, a three-hour show of bullshit.
Yeah, you know what this needed? More bear hugs.
More bear hugs. Well, they are tired. They got to rest.
He's got to tell him what to do next.
Yeah, he's got to tell him what's next. Oh, God. All right, now. All right. I've seen this clip. That's a hickey.
Okay, brother, what you got to do next? Bear hug me some more.
Bear hug me some more, brother. I'm still tired.
I'm sucking wind, brother.
But Terry, we've done this for 5 minutes. Oh, brother, I'm still not there, man. I'm blown up. It's Crankarooski. Yeah, there you go. Crankarooski, brother.
God.
Yeah, Lex is pacing.
It's so funny because in the same company, I see like guys throw bear hugs that look like they legit hurt. And here they're just hugging each other.
They're just fucking holding each other. Yeah, he's falling asleep from my hugging prowess. No. Nope. And now the joke actually doesn't work because he's hulking up, and that's the origin of the bit. He's legit hulking up. That's the word for it. All right, and we're gonna get the boot. No. Goozle instead. Fuck yeah. The full layout.
God, legit one of the best choke slams in the business.
Absolutely. I was just gonna say, like, you can't take that away from him. Fucking hell. Oh, and he pushes him all the way off. Oh,
no. He's no selling.
I'm tearing up, brother. Yeah, he's no selling.
Here it comes.
He's going to give him the finger. He's going to do the
brother.
God, he's been doing this shit for 2 decades almost at this point, and the people still love it. I don't get it. Yeah, just no sell it. I'm going to hit you 5 times. I'm going to hit you with the boot. I'm going to drop the leg. 1, 2, 3, brother. Yeah.
You.
Fucking A. Yeah. What? We got what? 3 right hands? Yeah. They're counting them. 3 right hands. The boot. No, he's got to do another one because he's a giant.
No, he's got to body slam him.
He's going to body slam him like Andre's kid. Yep. Oh, yeah. Bobby was there the first time.
You
want a
body slam, Eric?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, my God. He throws his back out.
Bobby was Andre's manager the first time that he did that to Andre. There you go. Oh, Jimmy Hart hit the ref. Jimmy has betrayed Hulk.
You mean
Calvin and Hobbs are breaking up. Yeah, Lex Luger. Calvin and Hobbs are breaking up, brother. I don't know what happened.
He died.
He died.
He looked up to see, like, wait, am I good to get up yet? No, never mind. Get back out. Look at him checking.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Yeah, get him.
Jimmy.
Ruin
him.
Motherfucker.
Beat him in the head with a belt.
I mean,
he no-sells it.
Ah, bear hug.
Fuck
yes.
You.
Bear
finally. Fuck you, Terry. Fuck you. Fuck you. Get him. Get his ass.
And Jimmy has joined the Gooners.
The Dungeon of Goon is struck again.
All 5 foot and of him.
Speaking of gooning.
Not segue.
Speaking of gooning.
Oh, no, wait. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not
oh, God.
Yet.
Oh, God. There's two Lex Lugers. Oh, my God.
There's two. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The Yeti.
It's not a Yeti. It's a mummy.
Like,
what the fuck's going on? They're just still throughout this entire thing.
Holy shit. Holy shit. It's time to goon, brother.
Yeah. And then he's just gonna shake and hump. He's what just hugging them. He's hugging them to death.
Oh my God. This is really gay.
Oh God, I'm gonna
black out.
This is
happening. This is happening.
Erica, stay with us.
Oh, Erica, man.
Breathe. Breathe. Oh.
They've edged Hulk Hogan into unconsciousness.
Oh
no, and Lex Luger's turned on him.
And Lex has turned on him too.
Lex and Lex, no. Lex. He's just bouncing him like a child.
Yep. That's a torture rag, maybe.
The Yeti.
It's Lex mommy. Luger.
And the Yeti is like, let's do it again.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
Now we're gonna hump Macho. What the fuck is going on?
Just pointed at people and starts humping them.
And then does a mummy dance because he's a Yeti. And everyone
Ralph
is
wakes up.
And just,
yeah!
Everyone is pissed. Now we're throwing
what
shit.
What the fuck?
Who is that?
I forget.
Yeah, all right.
Boo. Fucking.
Yeah.
Who's going to take it from him?
Hogan gets
there?
To keep his shiny, though.
That's some bullshit.
No. I'm like,
not Jimmy Hart.
Positive. The Yeti never comes back after this.
Nope. Nope, there was I've heard the story of the guy absolutely did that on purpose, where he's like, I'm just gonna go out here and like hump him because this whole thing is ridiculous. I'm gonna make it look ridiculous because he's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to fucking do.
Yeah.
Like, and then like, what do you want me to do with this? You're just wrapping me in toilet paper and calling me a Yeti.
It's not like, a Yeti.
It's not a Yeti. It's a mummy. It's not a Yeti. It is a mummy.
It's not a Yeti.
It really ain't.
And then I know what a Yeti
Slim
is.
Jim Lex Luger. Yeah. That's not a Yeti.
I know so what a Yeti looks like.
So many betrayals on this Havoc.
Who would have seen
Halloween.
This coming from Lex Luger?
That I didn't necessarily see coming. Yeah.
Well,
apparently Macho Man did. Macho Man didn't trust him.
Macho Man trusts no one.
But like, Hogan gave Lex shit.
Yeah.
For as long as Lex has been in WCW, so I think Lex is perfectly justified.
This is also true.
Lex has done nothing wrong, in my opinion.
This is also true. This is true. Oh, damn. No, people are throwing shit.
Yep.
Oh, my God. What a fucking night this was.
They're throwing things because they're angry. Angry about the betrayal.
Yes, that's what they're telling themselves in the back. Oh, wow, that's going over. They're throwing stuff because of the nuclear heat. Like, no, they want their money back.
They're saying, Boo Hogan. Boo Hogan.
Boo Hogan, yeah. Boo Leia. Boo Leia. Oh, God. Many times.
Yeah, people are clearing the fuck out.
Yeah, look at that shit. Oh, my God. We are leaving.
They're leaving.
No, they're not. They're leaving, Bobby. Bobby,
you're literally drawing attention.
Yeah, I'm just seeing people. Wow.
Yeah. He's trying. Would you sit down for a second, please? He's happy. Hogan lost. This is great.
Oh, Dayton cursed.
What the fuck? Well, patrons, thank you for coming on this journey with us. This was a wild motherfucker. Thank you for Hamster being back. Thank you for Erica coming back for the third time.
And Erica, thanks for playing along. It was a great chatting with you.
I love watching wrestling with people who haven't before because it's always fun. Yeah. Unless they be like, unless they decide, hey, I hate this.
No.
Yeah, but like honestly, that was when I first started thinking of trying to do a podcast. That was initially what I wanted to do, was to like have guests on who have never seen wrestling before. But then I was like, yeah, but I know more people who are wrestling fans, so I'm like, you know, so like it's all right when those show up. That's fun because you get this. And god damn, it was so fun watching you react to the fucking Ric Flair.
I legitimately, I was like, oh my god, get in the ring.
That's the magic of professional wrestling. They fucking swerved you, Hamster. They did it right. And thank you, the patrons, again. That was super fun. We will see you on the main feed for what in their time is 24 hours away. And for me, is probably won't get recorded for like a month from now, if I'm being honest. But on that note, thanks again. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Fuck you, Craig.
Fuck you, Craig.